Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Moody. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jake Moody. And now, play ball. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Riggs reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kraft for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Arnovich moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Arnovich moves to third. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Riggs hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey moves to third. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to home to get Frey. Goodman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft takes first base on ball 4. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kraft moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Derringer hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Riggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kraft scores. Arnovich moves to third. It's 4-0, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Derringer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kraft hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arnovich hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Derringer hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Riggs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody is 0 for 1 in the game. Moody strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arnovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddock hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Derringer hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Riggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Maddock, who tags Riggs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Jake Moody. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.